We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it is 6:45. In a minute, we're going to do This Day in History. But guess who checked in with us?
Who is it? The guy with the gray hair.
One of our favorite people all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Philadelphia's our... Where did you grow up, John?
Broomall, Pennsylvania. Broomall, 1908.
The pride of Broomall, Pennsylvania. Now a superstar in Atlanta. John Kincaid is in our studio.
How are you?
Because he did something yesterday that is one of the most beautiful things you will ever hear.
What you watched that? Me shower?
No. John, you
come on, Tank.
You've been a big time star in Atlanta for a long time. Your daughter, your lovely daughter, what's her name?
Olivia.
Olivia. She has lived her whole life in Atlanta, right?
Yes, she has. She was born and raised in Atlanta, and she can't wait to get here.
She can't.
She cannot wait to live here.
Well, that's good.
She's going to live here because she's going to go to Temple University.
Don't have her talk to Al because Al loves Atlanta.
I do like Atlanta. I live there.
Well, Olivia will tell Al later why don't live in Atlanta. For her, she wants to live in Philly. She's always wanted to live in Philly.
Very bright. Mm. Here's what I want to know. What would you bring her into town for?
It was our first ever dad-daughter weekend.
Oh.
We left mom at home.
Oh.
And it was our no rules weekend.
What do you mean no rules?
There's chocolate for breakfast yesterday morning. We were over at the Reading Terminal Market.
Wow.
We were over at Reading Terminal Market. Now, I did make her have one of those little breakfast wraps at Dunkin' Donuts, but then we hit the chocolate stand and had a little chocolate for breakfast. And I think we've had dessert with every meal.
But you will have a team in Atlanta. Went to the
NFC champions.
Bowl,
yes.
Came within inches. Ooh.
Yes.
One dumb
with
decision.
A quarterback from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. From Exton, Pennsylvania.
And you are telling me, John, that this lovely 13-year-old girl is a big Eagles fan.
Yes, and she taunts the boys.
No.
And the teachers at her school with it.
She does.
She is her father's daughter. She is a Eagles born and bred, and there will be. And if she wants to be able to afford nice clothes and be able to do things outside of school, and she wants her tuition paid, she will be an Eagles fan for the rest of her life. That is the rule. If they want to eat. And by the way, for her, when she was seven, for Father's Day, she had been to a lot of Braves games. So she had been a little bit of a Braves fan. She had gotten to go down in the dugout and meet people and stuff like that. When she was 7 years old, for Father's Day, she came out, and her gift to me was she was wearing a Phillies hat.
That's a gift.
And she became a Phillies fan.
You have good parents,
no,
Olivia.
No, she became
good
a Phillies fan. She disavowed.
One other thing I need to know, because I love this thing where the Philadelphia sports teams bond their parents to their kids. I'm always a sucker for that story. Here's one of the great plays of the game yesterday, right? Who thought we were getting 77-yard punt returns once Sproles went down? I want to know what your reaction was when this happened. Is Olivia cheering?
She was screaming. When she wasn't screaming at officials yesterday, which was the big shock of the day, the officials sucked. I didn't know that.
I know, they did.
From the second quarter on, they sucked. And she was all over the officials.
She was harassing the officials?
We were winning
by four touchdowns.
She still didn't like it. She thought the officials were in the back. But Kenyon Barner, who cut him?
The Atlanta?
No. Who cut him?
Oh, the Eagles cut him.
But who? I want to know today who was who looked at his talent and said that this team couldn't use him.
Howie?
Because guess what? For everything they get credit for, this should be one that fans should be saying.
No, there's no negative.
What
to
are
that.
You thinking?
We're not doing negative
today,
Kincaid.
I'm just saying.
We don't do negative when we win that easy.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong with you?
Rhea, the show's concept has changed.
Yes, it's changed.
I'm sorry. It's evolved.
We'll get to the negative in the next hour because Palace has got some things that bother him. But we got to find out what happened this day. And it's Columbus Day. Let's find out from Hollis.
And today is October the 9th. It's the 282nd day of the year, 83 days left. We're going to start in 1915 when Woodrow Wilson becomes the first United States president to attend the World Series.
Wow, and Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow.
33.
Howard Eskin and him were roommates.
There we go.
Howard didn't go to any school.
Howard did not go to school with the president.
There we go to 1946, when the first electric blanket manufactured went on sale. It sold for $39.50.
You don't need that
$39.50.
Right, you would never in a million years use an electric
blanket. No, I wouldn't.
He's got his body kind of warms him up.
I think he could warm a few people up.
Yes. And then at night, we went to go to 1980 when the first consumer use of home banking by computer.
Wow. Al, 1980 is the first time we banked, not going to the bank.
I don't know the last time I was in a bank.
That was the old Mac machines.
Yeah, right. That's the first machine.
We saw Bill Berge yesterday. And he doesn't need an electric blanket either. He can warm up a bed.
There we go to 1988 when Dennis Eckersley becomes the first to save all four games in a championship series with the MLB American League Championship versus the Red Sox.
He was good.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
We have some birthdays.
Who's born today?
But John Lennon was born today in 1940. He's passed away. Wow. Then in 1952, Sharon Osbourne. 1959, Mike Singletary. In 1970, Sean... Oh, no. Lennon.
Wow.
His son.
They were both born
they shared
dead
a birthday?
Yes. Who does that? That never happens.
And today is
we're not 4 days apart.
Four days apart?
My daughter and I.
She's just like you, huh?
She is.
Is she going into talk radio?
She's going into something.
She's a singer, though.
Yeah, she is a singer.
I got to get her to
her Uncle Shaq is putting her in the recording studio this year.
Oh. Yeah.
To record her music.
Does she ever sing the Eagles fight song?
Yeah, she's singing it for you today.
Oh. Yes, she is. Olivia today.
Al Capella, I think.
Who died today?
And we had one death in 1806.
Who died?
Benjamin Banneker.
Who? Right, yeah, very
Benjamin
nice.
Banneker.
He did mornings on WIP.
On the line with us is a very happy side man, John. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, what a day. What a day. What a time right now to be an Eagles fan.
Tell me what it's like. Tell me what you're feeling, because you had the tailgate, the whole thing going.
I mean, the weather held up. It was humid again, crazy, but the rain held up. We were able to get everything in, and then the Eagles play like that, and then the Giants are done for the division. So that's one team you don't have to beat. And then, of course, the Cowboys last night. Icing on the cake. Couldn't have been a better day.
Right. And a lot of people like drama, John. I liked the way it was yesterday. I knew by the halftime that we had this game. Yeah, I felt real good about it. You did not feel that way? Yep.
No, I'm with you 100%. Who wants drama? I'll win like that every week. I don't want to see no drama. I mean, it's great if you win it like you did with the field goal. I would take that every time if you know the outcome, but I'd rather be secure and relaxed. I love it.
Let me take your temperature on a couple of players. Or let me start with the coach, Peterson. Coming around with Peterson, John?
Let me say this about Peterson. You know my feelings on Reed. But the one thing Reed did, maybe better than anybody in history, was his teams came to play every week. Not too many days you say, they just weren't there today. And Peterson seems to have gotten that from Reed, too, because this team... Week in, week out, not too high, not too low. They're there, and they play every week. You do that, you're going to win 70-80% of your games in the NFL. Because that, you do better than anybody.
I'm
coming around completely with that.
I'm loving that. And what about Wentz? I mean, you saw what he did yesterday, John. We're now starting to redefine how high up we think he can go. Do you see him as a potential elite quarterback?
We have an elite quarterback. To watch this kid grow to where he's going to take us and where he's going to be himself, that's one of the most refreshing things, most satisfying things right now to be an Eagles fan. Because I just know in my heart this kid is going to win the big game for us. I don't know when, but that kid's a winner. And to watch him develop and mature, that's the greatest thing right now ever to be a fan.
So, John, when you're leaving the link yesterday, our fans going, could this be the year? Were they actually thinking that big?
I was actually sick because they called two touchdowns back, and I needed one more score to get the over, and both of them were called back.
Wait a minute. You wanted the other guys to score just so you'd get the over.
Oh, it was ridiculous to lose that game like that.
John, you're the best. I gotta run this by this
John. That is not Al. That's not John. Who used to have the signs?
Yes.
That's science.
That's Johnny used to have the signs behind the
big ones. No, he put the big signs up at the vet.
At the old vet.
Oh, okay. No, that's the old vet. Guy.
I'm thinking of the sign man from the Flyers. Yeah,
no. Kincaid, listen to me. This is what I want to know, because you have two guys there. Let me start with the franchise quarterback. You got Matty Ice, Matt Ryan.
Right.
Obviously, he's an elite quarterback in the NFL.
He's MVP.
Do you see Wentz with the potential to be that good?
He's ahead of where Matt was in year two.
He is.
Yes.
So you're seeing
You can go even
potential.
Look at the numbers. He's right. ahead of where Matt was in year two because Matt had a really good running game. They just gave the ball to Michael Turner.
Right.
His first 2 years, that's all they were doing. They were pounding the ball. They ran the ball more than any team in the NFL.
Right.
I think Wentz has an elusive quality that Matt does not have.
Wow.
Matt's in the pocket.
Right.
Matt is a very smart – Matt's IQ, I think, a little higher as far as being ready for the competition, and I think Carson will get there.
He'll get there.
Come on. I have my daughter told you, I have a boy crush on Carson Wentz.
All right, well, I'm glad you do.
Seriously.
I'm glad you do.
It's unbelievable.
Now, the other thing
and
is
that's okay now, right?
Your coach, right. Dan Quinn,
yes.
Right? Had a magical year till the end of the Super Bowl and then blew the Super Bowl, right?
Great.
So I'm curious.
Other than the shooting, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you like the play?
Exactly. Do people now have a negative feeling about your coach?
They loved it.
But he blew the biggest game of his life.
Here's what they do. They blame Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator.
And he's gone.
So he's gone, so they give him the free pass.
Oh.
I still, to this day, we get into scuffles because Dan Quinn has not articulated the words that I blew it.
He needs to say that.
Oh, yes.
He does need to.
It'll never be said.
He'll
never say it.
That he's not that secure.
It's the way it is. A 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl with 17 minutes to go.
Unbelievable.
And you would have had to have been put in the asylum.
No, I've seen things in sports that
nothing like that.
No, last year, the play-in game, Buck Showalter in Baltimore never used the best
yes,
relief pitcher
of it.
This year, did you see the Yucky game Friday night, Al?
I did.
There was a third strike that ended an inning, and the manager did not challenge it, and they lost the game because the next batter had a grand slam.
You mean the Phillies?
How do you make mistakes like that?
Do you mean
like
the Phillies' next manager? If Joe Girardi comes. Seriously.
Joe Girardi, that was one of the biggest mistakes you'll ever see.
If they part ways with Joe Girardi and he comes here.
He comes here?
Ugh.
No?
Fit me with a noose.
Not good.
Seriously. Seriously.
All right. Before Ray Dittiger comes out, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Ray now, when he's on the post-game show, if he's not talking, he's writing.
He's writing.
Yes.
I don't know what he's writing.
How about when Major's on? When I see the videos of Major Van Winkle.
He's writing.
Ray looks like he's taking filling out his taxes.
I'm going to tell you the truth, though. It's starting to get on my nerves a little, right? Because it looks like he doesn't care what Seth Joyner says.
Well,
I'm saying.
Have you heard some of the analysis? let's give Ray the benefit of the doubt.
Barry Brooks, maybe. Anyway, just so you know what he was saying yesterday, Al, he was very excited.
I guess.
About our quarterback. Here's Ray.
That's
and then
wild.
Al, he said a bad word.
What?
Ray Dittiger used the bad word on, what do they call it now, NBC Sports Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Formerly Comcast Sportsnet. Let's say he's talking about, you know, how good the Eagles are. Listen to this.
Oh.
That's naughty for Ray. Said hell.
Whoa.
I better find out how our rather controversial question today is going. Here's Ava Graham.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studio, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Today's Twitter question is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac. Shop 24/7 at shoparmin.com. Ultimately, who will be a better Eagles quarterback? 91% Carson Wentz
91%?
Over Donovan McNabb.
91%? Al, that's wrong.
No, it's
I
not.
Think it's right.
I think it's right.
I didn't do it, Rhea. I didn't do it for that reason.
Yes, you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.